Boeing spokeswoman Jessica Carlton says Saturday's test of the ground-based interceptor rocket and its so-called kill vehicle, which destroys incoming enemy missiles, was a smashing success, even though the test didn't involve smashing a target in space as it's designed to do.
Getting back to flight testing has been the number one priority for us, and we've been working closely with our customers as well as our industry teammates to get to yesterday's test.
Missile Defense Agency officials declared the test successful because it proved the operability of a new generation kill vehicle that is launched from the ground-based interceptor missile when it reaches outer space. The kill vehicle is designed to collide with and destroy an incoming enemy missile in space. The missile defense base at Fort Greely is the hub of the nation's ground-based mid-course missile defense system. About 25 interceptor missiles are based at Greely. The last time the system was tested, in December 2010, the kill vehicle malfunctioned and failed to intercept the dummy target missile. According to Bloomberg News, the $35 billion ground-based mid-course defense system hasn't successfully intercepted a target missile since 2008. Bloomberg says the system has logged a 53% rate of success during several years of testing. Carlton says even though testing had been suspended over the past couple of years, the system has remained up and running.
Throughout our work and throughout returning to flight throughout, you know, the design solutions, GMD has always remained on alert. The system is 24/7, 365.
Missile defense officials say they'll test the new and improved kill vehicle in upcoming testing involving a target missile later this year. Bloomberg says 10 of the missiles at Greely have been fitted with the new generation kill vehicle that was successfully tested Saturday. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.